We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Seidens.
And I'm Karen Adams. An aggressive brush fire in the Angeles National Forest north of Azusa. We go live now to KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio. Pete.
You can see the smoke from this roughly 30 miles away, and that's exactly what the problem is. It's way up on the mountains here of the Angeles, in the Angeles National Forest. You've got roughly 100 L.A. County firefighters, seven engines on it along with camp crews, probably an equivalent number of U.S. Forest Service personnel that are going to be fighting it as well. The main problem here, this is extremely steep and rough terrain. It's going to be very hot out there. Temperatures here more than 90 degrees. While they do have three helicopters and several fixed wing on it, this is a terrain-driven fire, and there's still a lot of fuel up in the hills. Getting closer to the fire, as I'm doing right now, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, Pete, thank you. 304 on KNX, the Azusa Police Department helping out fire crews in the Adam fire. It tweeted, although there are no evacuation orders at this time, residents of the Mount Cove community should be prepared so that when the evacuation order is issued, they can pack up and leave as soon as possible. We are also seeing police from Glendora monitoring the fire, warning residents there about the smoke and the air conditions.
And as you heard Pete say, it is a hot firefight. Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau has that part of our in-depth team coverage live from the Weather Channel. Mark.
Yeah, guys, I'll tell you what, it's not very windy, but it is very, very dry, and that's really where the problem is. And it's hot, like you said. Temperatures are up in the mid-90s across the area. Luckily, the breezes are light. They're only running about 5 to 10 miles an hour up against the base of the San Gabriel Mountains there, so that's helping us out. But those very dry, very low dew points, low relative humidities, those can spread those fires or aid and abet those spreading fires across the area. So that is kind of what we're looking at. Light winds, but very, very tinder dry brush. So fires could spread readily in this kind of environment. We'll keep an eye on this as we head through the evening and see exactly how much the fire grows. But luckily, the winds are light, so that's helping us out a little bit. Back to you.
L.A. County public health officials are investigating the deaths of two people who worked at a Mission Foods plant that was temporarily shut down amid a large COVID-19 outbreak.
Both were believed to be positive for COVID-19.
Dr. Montu Davis, the county's health officer, says officials are still trying to confirm that. The plant in Commerce is among three local food suppliers that were recently ordered to close for allegedly failing to report COVID-19 outbreaks and other violations. Davis says Mission Foods had 40 cases, S&S Foods in Azusa had 58, and Golden State Foods in Industry had 48 cases.
In all three outbreaks, the employer failed to notify the public health department when there were three positive cases identified amongst their employees. We also found that employees were not wearing face coverings in some instances, and physical distancing measures were not in place, and cleaning disinfection protocols were not adhered to for some.
Davis says all three sites have been allowed to reopen, but will be getting surprise inspections. Mission Foods did not immediately respond to our request for comment. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In Orange County, 17 additional deaths now from COVID-19. Now the overall death toll from the county surpassing 600. Even as the deaths climb, OC CEO, that's Frank Kim, says he doesn't think more aggressive enforcement of the mandatory mask order is the answer.
Encouraging appropriate behavior is a part of appropriate enforcement, and it's not the most effective tool to come out and cite every individual that you see that is out of compliance with a particular face mask order.
More than 500 more OC residents have contracted the virus, pushing the total number of confirmed cases in Orange County to nearly 35,800.
A new study finds people with more money have an easier time staying at home and social distancing compared to people from low-income families. Study author and UC Davis professor Michael Springborn tells CanX this shows how lower-income and minority communities are bearing the brunt of the coronavirus pandemic.
And it's just one more piece of motivation I think we have to try to think about how we prioritize and focus the public policy, public health response to really focus on those communities that are bearing the brunt.
He says lower income people are more likely to have jobs considered essential and jobs that they can't do from home. He also says people who don't have cars have to make more visits to stores, which increases their exposure to the coronavirus.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.